I'm Robert Reese of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests. Hi, this is Robert Reese with my co-host Clive McLean on Inside the Brand. And our guest today is Johan Denijsen, the president of Audi of America. How are you, Johan?
Exceptionally well, thank you.
And that's because we're together again. So I do want to ask you, Audi is obviously known globally as a leading car company. And how have you adapted that to the American consumer?
It's been an interesting challenge for us, actually, because Audi is, in fact, today the world's number two leading luxury auto manufacturer, which may surprise most Americans because our market presence in the U.S. Is not quite as pronounced as it is in Europe and in Asia. In fact, in Europe, we've been the leading luxury car company for several years now. And I guess part of the approach that we had to come to grips with for the U.S. is to realize that the American consumer is not quite as understated, perhaps, as the European consumer. Audi is a sophisticated but very understated brand, and our marketing communication reflects this philosophy as well. And it is our conclusion that in the U.S. one needs to be a little bit more bold, a little bit more assertive in your marketing communication to capture the attention of the American consumer. But the content of the message still needs to hold true to our brand values. And this kind of understated, sophisticated, progressive luxury, we think is a very important rising element in customers' minds here in the U.S. as well. You know, there are so many social considerations nowadays, and we think that modern America is very much into recognizing and rewarding and lauding individuals who have, based on their own accomplishments, achieved much success. In Europe, it tends to be much more focused on heritage, and of course, Audi has a proud heritage of more than 100 years. But here in the U.S., self-made people who have achieved a high status in life are highly regarded, and we, I think, play well to that audience because we have a very clean and sophisticated brand proposition. And we appeal to those luxury shoppers who are choosing progressive luxury symbols to represent sort of their hard-earned accomplishments and status.
Johan, thank you for that, and welcome to the show. Question for you. Given the enormous changes that we've had both in the economy here in the U.S. and in the automotive industry as a whole, how has Audi had to change its marketing strategy in order to stay competitive?
Yes, I think certainly the turbulent financial times, the economic times we live in, don't make this any easier. Of course, it all starts really with the product. And here, I have to say that we've been able to consistently deliver game-changing products. We've expanded our product portfolio quite significantly in the U.S. We filled in a lot of the white space that existed, and I think we have today a very appealing product line that covers most of the major luxury market subsegments. But certainly also, we've had to remain bold and confident. And for us, the financial crisis actually presented an opportunity because we leveraged our financial strength. Our company has had the good fortune of having 13 years of consecutive growth and profitability records. So I guess we wanted to utilize that and kept our foot firmly planted on the throttle during the financial crisis. We, in fact, expanded our investment in marketing communication. We expanded our investment in network development. And we kept our product research and development program totally on track. We didn't cancel a single project, which means that we could really come out of the financial crisis in a far stronger position than we went in. We've just completed October sales up 25% versus the previous year. So I guess it's a good position to be in.
That's quite an accomplishment. This is Inside the Brand, where we talk with the brains behind the brand. We are with Johan Denijsen, president of Audi of America. This is brought to you by Euro RSCG Discovery. And I see, Clive, you have a question.
Yes, I do. Johan, how has your marketing mix changed over the last 2 years, particularly with the rise of digital and social media?
Yes, of course. This is an interesting challenge for the marketers because the fragmentation of media presents quite a conundrum. Because certainly your budgets don't expand at the rate that the avenues of media and media opportunities expand. We've certainly kind of continued to focus heavily on television for our primary awareness and sort of image creating communication, but the secondary issues product placements, events marketing, philanthropy. We're very keenly involved with the Best Buddies program. All play an important role, but certainly social media has absolutely rocketed up the totem pole. And we today have a department of people who are now focusing on the activities here in parallel to our media planning and our conventional communication planning. And this, I guess, is the challenge for all companies now who are aiming at the consumer market, is how you embrace social movements, how you win friends for the brand, and how you get people to be advocates for the brand. And that requires skill that I will tell you we've made some progress on, but probably still struggling to master.
Well, that's a great segue into my next question. Is I was going to ask you, what kind of trends have you seen in customer loyalty over the past 5 or so years? You know, things like referrals, repurchase rates, et cetera.
Actually, you know, in the dynamic world that we live in, brands generally have seen a decline in customer loyalty because the market is getting so increasingly fragmented and competitive. I'm really delighted to say that it's an area that we've been investing in quite heavily through the whole ownership experience to build loyalty. And if you look back, say, 6 years ago, Audi probably had about an 18% gap to the long-term brand loyalty leader in the luxury automotive sector. And here we look today, we're virtually on par. So while others have stagnated or in fact even declined, we've actually seen just over the last 2 years a 10% improvement in our loyalty rates. And that helps to explain our strong sales growth because we're growing by conquest and having high retention and loyalty at the same time.
That's great. Do we have time for one more question,
yes,
Robert?
Yes, we do. Just one more.
One more. Johan, a lot of retailers recently have been innovating their retail environments, you know, to address consumer experience or customer experience. Has Audi had to do the same?
And it's a quick answer, Johan.
For a high-end brand, because the retail environment is the environment where the customer engages the brand. And here, too, we have invested quite significantly in our dealer network. We have doubled the number of exclusive stores. Those would be the stores that handle only the Audi franchise over the past 5 years. And we now have a total network of 275 stores, 151 are already exclusive. And that represents about 82% of our new vehicle sales volume going through the exclusive channel. And this really has helped to support the positioning of the brand here in this market as well.
Well, thank you very much, Johan. This is Robert Rees with Clive McLean. We have been speaking with Johan Denijsen, the president of Audi of America. By the way, Audi, as you know, is the number two luxury automobile company globally. And what we've learned is it's all about, number one, the understatement, but changing that marketing mix and message in America. And two is to focus on game-changing products and then invest in financial challenges, and you'll come out stronger than ever. Great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
Impulse buyers are getting less impulsive. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. The economy is tough. Fact-finding is easy. Little wonder that consumers are now going online before they shop for even the smallest items. According to the Wall Street Journal, most shoppers now look for online deals before most shopping trips. We're talking diapers, detergent, dog food, you name it. So even if displays were all you needed in the past, Your prospects are now already consulting forums, reviews, and each other for the best brand at the best price. At Euro RSCG Discovery, we use data-driven strategies to make impressions on those consumers and engage them with your brand. Go to www.insidethebrand.com to find out more about targeted customer engagement, because you don't want to be at the mercy of those few who are still buying on impulse. I'm Clive McLean, President of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the Brand. Remember to go to insidethebrand.com and you could listen to any of our shows, as well as if you listen to Inside the Brand After Dark, you could watch video clips of all of the CMOs, CEOs, and top marketers in America.